it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio, where you are the voice of the marijuana nation. The phone lines are open, 844-207-2346. That's toll-free, 844-207-2346. Or you can dial in by remembering the mnemonic 84-420-RADIO. That's 84-420-RADIO. Or join us in the chat room. We got all sorts of cool people in the chat room, including Georgia Mom for Marijuana. Well, she was there. It looks like she disappeared. But Georgia Mom for Marijuana had logged in. We also have Roland Reverend in the chat room right now. Thanks for joining us there. If you want to join our chat, just go to the 420 Radio page, scroll down, and you'll see the green chat button, and that'll connect you to our Ustream chat. You can log in with your Facebook account and make some new friends. We have a lot of fun here, a lot of good people that show up on a regular basis. And there's going to be some tech changes coming to 420 Radio, some great upgrades on the way. We have got a new player and some new background tech that is going to make our stream sound just as good and provide it to you at lower bandwidth. So those of you on dial-up, like our friend High in Hawaii, who's on all, he's completely off the grid, folks, lives on batteries and solar. And so the dial-up's kind of slow for him sometimes. This will greatly improve the connection for him. Something like a 32K connection that sounds like a CD quality. So going to be good stuff. It'll also help those of you who have the 420 Radio app that you can download for iPhone or Android by reducing the bandwidth usage. That'll decrease how much data you use listening to the show. So all that's coming soon. Just pay attention to 420radio.org. We'll have all the updates for you. Now, as I listened to the GOP debate last night, watched that on TV, some other thoughts about that just off the top of my head. I really got to applaud Governor John Kasich of Ohio when asked the gay marriage question, very eloquently explained how he disagrees with it, disagrees with the concept, but the courts have ruled that that's people's rights. And if you're going to be a Christian and you're going to accept 100% unconditional love from God, how can you not give 100% unconditional love to God's children or something like that? It was just very noble. It was very nice. And the reaction he got from the crowd was very positive as well. And I sense that there is some relief from many people in the Republican Party that the gay marriage issue is over. I sense that there's many Republicans out there who are really, they're conservative. They're traditional type people and they want, you know, conservative principles upheld, but they're not going to want to butt their nose into other people's business or give other people grief for how they live their lives. Kind of the live and let live Republicans, if you will. And so I think a lot of them are very happy that the gay marriage issue is kind of off the table now, that's been decided and now is just really red meat for the base of some of the more evangelical candidates. That's really good news for them. And I think the marijuana issue is going to become very, in short order, very much like the gay marriage issue. Even as we ramp up to, say, spring of 2016, we start getting the nominating conventions, and it's just down to the Republican and the Democrat. Oh, please let it be Bernie Sanders. But when it gets down to that, it's going to become that kind of issue. It's going to become the kind of thing where, unless you're a Chris Christie and are you know, banking on being the anti-pot guy, it's going to be an issue, I think, that at worst is portrayed as a states' rights thing by the Republican nominee. At best is portrayed as a states' rights thing by the Republican, and at worst as a states' rights thing by the Democrat. If it's Hillary Clinton, she's going to go states' rights too. She's going to say, well, let's see how the experiment plays out in Colorado. And that's, you know, if California chooses to do that, we'll monitor. You know, we need more research. We're going to get that out of Hillary Clinton. Out of most of the Republicans that I realistically think have a chance, we're going to get, let it be a state's rights issue. And maybe better. A Donald Trump might surprise us on this issue. He's been back and forth on legalization, but he's been pretty clear that he thinks the war on drugs is a failure. And I think his business side will get the best of him on the issue. He will see California. He will see the other states that have legalized as how they're generating jobs and economy. And if anything, Trump will want to be remembered as the business president, the money president, the one who balanced the budget or whatever the hell. And for him, job growth would be great. So I think it would be in his own best interest to be a little more pro-pot once the primary season is over, and he doesn't have to worry about offending too many of the rabid Republican base. And of the Republicans, the top tier, whether or not they win or whether or not Hillary Clinton wins, I don't know if it would make that much difference in how marijuana legalization unfolds in the rest of the states. We'll continue this discussion right after a short break.
Jive, marry, grifo, grass, hay. Technically, it's cannabis sativa, the common name, marijuana. She has found a crutch to see her through her difficulties instead of facing up to them and coping with them. And in time, she may be ready to try something different, something better.
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade, supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Marijuana may be legal in some states, but it is still very difficult to advertise. Legal marijuana states have strict guidelines about where marijuana ads may be placed. 420 Radio provides advertisers a marijuana-related on-demand platform skewed toward older adults that meets Colorado and other legal states' advertising restrictions. Visit 420radio.org/advertise to learn how you can place web ads that are immune to ad block software and audio ads heard live on 420 Radio and stored permanently in the enormously popular Russ Belville Show podcast. 420 Radio is heard by legions of dedicated fans who make up the activist leadership and entrepreneurial base of serious marijuana law reformers. Our audience is older, better educated, and more financially secure than most marijuana-related media can boast. Learn more at 420radio.org/advertise.
The Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference is happening September 12th and 13th at the Hilton in downtown Portland. Hi, I'm Alex Rogers, and I hope you'll take advantage of this amazing opportunity to learn the latest business and legal information concerning cannabis commerce in Oregon in 2015 and beyond. Check out OMMBC.com right now for early bird pricing, because we're likely to sell out. That's OMMBC.com, the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference.
Marijuana is an addictive drug which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death. Marijuana is the most violence-causing drug in the history of mankind. If the hideous monster Frankenstein came face-to-face with the monster of marijuana, he dropped dead from fright.
You know, it's not easy countering 7 decades of propaganda in a 2-hour show, but let's try. It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Reefer Madness Debunked.
So you might remember on a previous show, I talked about how the web design skills of the prohibitionists are severely lacking. Yeah, I was referring to some website, some prohibitionist thing that I had brought up the other day that was just amateurish at best. Well, my hat is off, figuratively speaking, to the folks in Campbell County, Wyoming, of all places, who have put together a dynamite website. Now, the content is full of shit, but it looks great. What an amazingly professional-looking website. It's got the full, I don't know what they call that design, where it works well on tablets as it does on the web, but it's got that design to it. Very big, very bright, nice pictures. The website is called thereisnodebate.org, and the headline panels on it read as follows. There is no debate. Marijuana can kill. And pot plus driving equals wreck is their little icons. Marijuana impairs driving and increases the risk for crash-related fatalities. Well, no. Not the second part. Does marijuana impair driving? Yes. It's factual that if you are under the influence of THC, you'll have a slightly more difficult time maintaining lane integrity. You have slightly more difficulty completing tasks of divided attention. And you'll tend to overcompensate for these things by driving slower and leaving more room between you and other cars and not making as many lane changes. That is what the science shows us. That is what many, many trials have proven. But as far as this increasing the risk for crash-related fatalities, this has been drudged up by the anti-drug folks, the prohibitionists, to try to scare people about the threat of marijuana-using drivers, a threat that just is not there. Where they got this data is by taking a look at everybody who crashed and figuring out what their blood samples were, and they discovered that if you had THC detected in your system, it was twice as likely that you got in a fatal crash. See? Twice the risk you're going to die. But there was a problem in their research, and the problem was they didn't correct for other factors, things that we call confounders. They didn't correct for these other factors that also explain that 2x crash risk. In the case of this driving survey, it has been followed up by researchers who found, look, if you correct for gender and age, that risk goes away. Let me explain how that works. See, what you find is that among cannabis consumers, they are disproportionately likely to be young and male. The greatest use of cannabis occurs amongst 18 to 25-year-old males. They're the ones who use up to 1 out of 3 of them using annually and 1 out of 5 of them using monthly or more, depending on location. Guess who also happens to be the shittiest drivers in the world statistically? 18 to 25-year-old males. Teenage drivers and young adult men who like to show off, who exhibit road rage, who drink and drive, who do all sorts of terrible things, who engage in riskier behaviors generally. So when you corrected for most of your cannabis drivers being 18 to 25-year-old males, you found there was no statistical difference as to whether or not there was THC in your system and your likelihood of having a crash. Now, to be fair, there are some considerations on that as well. You have to consider that finding THC in someone's system is not indicative of them being impaired at the time. Even the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, to this day, still says it is inadvisable to try to predict someone's impairment based on how much THC is in their system. People have tolerances, THC is released in different levels, and so forth, different rates. Now, if we were to measure people who were actually actively high and figure out what their crash risk was, it's probably greater than sober people's. If you're talking people who are actually impaired, stoned to the bone, even beyond their own tolerance, probably a greater risk. But we don't have a way of measuring that because we don't have a magic number that says someone's too stoned to the bone. So marijuana can kill? No. Not if you're implying that it kills through a greater risk of crash-related fatalities, because correcting for age and gender, we do not have a greater risk for a crash. Another one of their headlines says, there is no debate, adult acceptance of marijuana leads to more teen use. And then they have, their graphic is pot leaf plus thumbs up equals teenagers with an up, smoking teenagers with an up arrow. And acceptance leads to normalization, and this seals the deal for higher teen marijuana use. Well, the problem with that is this little thing called data that show in Washington and Colorado the teen use of marijuana is actually down since it's been accepted and normalized. But it does uncover what their fear is, and that's acceptance and normalization. That's what they fear. They're using the fact that, or their assertion that teenage use would go up to justify their fear, but their fear is it'll be culturally normal. We won't be able to stigmatize the potheads anymore. They'll be accepted by society. Another one of their banners says, there is no debate, marijuana weakens teen athletic performance. Pot equals tired athlete playing against tiny soccer people. And their subhead, practices, training, and competition are more difficult for a weakened athlete. Well, look, we don't have any data on that, really, because nobody's doing a whole lot of studies on whether or not athletes perform better while they're high. Although most of the X Games might be a counter to that. But here's the thing. When we're talking about these athletes, even teen athletes getting caught, it's not because they're getting caught for being high at the game or at the practice. It's because they're failing some P-test that merely shows they are a cannabis consumer. And there are numerous athletes, Michael Phelps, one of them, Ross Rebagliati, another, and as to some estimates, 70% of the NFL, and certainly 70% of the NBA, are marijuana consumers. And I just refuse to believe that these top level, highly conditioned athletes whose jobs and performance within the hundredth of a second and the quarter of an inch, who depend on being accurate and fit and healthy, that they would risk that they would put their $1 million paychecks on the line to consume a drug that was somehow harming their athletic ability. I find that hard to believe. Unless you're one of those people that say, yeah, sure, Michael Phelps got, 20 gold medals, but you know, he got that one bronze medal. If he'd not have been a pot smoker, maybe he'd have won more gold medals. They have another heading. Marijuana disrupts development of the teen brain. Pot plus brain beamed out of young person equals thumbs down. And it says, the outcomes of teen marijuana use are unpredictable. Well, that's kind of vague. There are actually some outcomes of teen marijuana use that show that teenagers who used marijuana grow up to have lower incomes and less educational attainment. But how do you separate that from, did they start smoking pot because they were already more poor and less educated to begin with? And was their ability to get better paying jobs and more education hindered by drug testing? We'll have more on There Is No Debate. They've got one on academic performance and marijuana in kids are a toxic mix. We'll debunk the rest of that when we come back. But right now, it's time for a safety briefing.
Hey, this is great, man.
Thank you, Tommy. be back with thereisnodebate.org, which again is also very telling, because that's really the only way they can maintain prohibition is if there is no debate. If you just listen to what they say. Hey, it's 420 here in legal Potland, Oregon. Let's take advantage of that fact. Be right back after this.
Yep, that's the one.
All right. Hey, this is Steve Burke, and you're listening to 420 Radio.
Yeah.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal. Ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
All right, folks, this is our last weekend for our Rockin' Friday before we head out to the Great Seattle Hemp Fest. So remember, no live shows on Friday. Joining us here for a preview, we got the man made of marijuana and metal. It's Herb Thrasher. Take it away, Herb.
Well, man, I hope everyone's doing great on this beautiful here in Oregon Friday legalized day. As Russ mentioned, so much going on. First, before we get to the street, the Seattle Hemp Fest, those of you guys have been keeping up with the String Summit. I just posted the blog on the 420radio.org website. So there's a big blog there, pictures, live footage, all kinds of tales and stories. And so you guys can go to that and check that out. We'll be talking about that tonight on the live edition of Herb Thrasher Flower, as well as talking about the Seattle Hemp Fest. Real excited. This is one of it's like the Super Bowl of our community. We always go, Russ and I up there and others, and there's so many vendors, so many stages, so many bands, and Vivian McPeak and the whole team up there have been doing so great. And tonight we're going to be talking with Steve Funn. He is pretty much the director of the McWilliams stage, and lots going on. You guys might have heard about some smoking bands, maybe new names of stages, maybe new interests to get in. We'll talk about all that with Steve and get kind of info and do's and don'ts and some of the highlights. And definitely dive into that smoking ban. What in the hell is everyone talking about on Facebook? So look forward to that tonight. We'll be talking with Steve Funn. He's a rocker. He's been down to Hemp Stock before and spoke. He's just a great activist. So look forward to talking with him. And one of the bands that's on the main stage, Cavi Gold Records, In fact, Scott McKinley, owner of Cabigold Records, he's on the road right now on his way to L.A., and we'll touch base with him tonight, and if he's within phone distance, we'll catch up with him and see what's going on with the Cabigold booth and all their bands as well. But Lotus Crush is one of their signed bands, doing really well. Just had a brand new album put out, Rabbit Hole. They're on the Hearts and Minds American Tour, which is going to be kicking off on August 10th here in San Diego. And they're going to be in the Los Angeles on the 12th and then moving through. It's going to be closing out in New York City on September 19th. But they're going to be at Hemp Fest on Sunday playing the main stage at 4 p.m. And a great band, Terry McDermott, the lead singer, was on NBC's The Voice, and he made it all the way to the finals. And then Seattle rock band Candlebox, a couple of members joined. And so this is kind of an all-star experience band. Have a great album, Cabigold Records has been working hard, pushing it. And this is Lotus Crush right here. The tune is Death From Above. Don't forget to join us tonight at 8 p.m. on our live edition of Herb Thrasher Flower Hour right here on 420radio.org. And turn it up, folks. Lotus Crush.
Hi, this is Steve Vetran from Chula Vista, California, and you're listening to 420radio.org.
Get.buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific for Century of Lies, podcasting at drugtruth.net. Pioneering marijuana radio activist Dean Becker continues his illustrious career interviewing reform luminaries on his Century of Lies and Cultural Baggage shows from Pacifica's KPFT in Houston. Check our online listings for Century of Lies with Dean Becker from drugtruth.net.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Welcome back, everyone. 32 after the hour. That's music from Vegan Coke. Weed versus the Narc. That would be, that's a very Portland thing there, Vegan Coke. I don't know if they're from Portland, but we got vegan everything here in Portland. If it's vegan, you can find it here. We were taking a look at the website, thereisnodebate.org. Very nice looking website, but completely full of shit. And let's continue digging. Their next panel explains that marijuana derails academic performance. And then their graphic is pot leaf equals guy, sad guy in a hoodie looking down while smaller people graduate high school. And it says studying, homework, tests, and grades are all jeopardized by marijuana. Well, look, I'm not the guy to sit here and say, hey, get baked and see how well you do on the calculus quiz. No, don't, right? Don't go to school high. Don't go to class high. You know, learn, right? But the studies that they cite about how marijuana affects people's performance are confounded by the fact that when you get caught with marijuana or you test on a drug test, you're punished for that. You're suspended. You're expelled. And as you go on to try to get to college, you're not eligible for certain financial aid. So, yeah, there's going to be an effect. There's going to be some academic jeopardy, but not from marijuana, from marijuana prohibition. And their final slide, I believe, here is marijuana and kids are a toxic mix. Toxic mix. Now, the word toxic means poisonous, means something that can kill you. So no, it's not a toxic mix. Might not be a good idea. Again, I'm not for young people using marijuana to excess. So yeah, I'm not for that. But they say the potency of today's marijuana makes it more dangerous than ever. Well, no, it doesn't make it more dangerous than ever. Toxicity doesn't go up when marijuana potency goes up. It's still non-toxic. Now, adverse reactions might be more of a problem. You might have a situation where someone does a dab, very, very potent, takes too much, throws up, gets tunnel vision, maybe even passes out. You have the situation where people are using edibles and perhaps eat too much of an edible without waiting for its effects and have a bad trip off of it. But no one's going to die from it. No one's going to overdose and die from it. And they have plenty to try to back up their assertions. And as usual, these are all very easily debunkable. They point out in the in their piece on marijuana normalization will increase teen use, they say, the 16 states with the highest monthly youth marijuana use have all legalized marijuana in some form. Wyoming is currently the sixth lowest state in monthly youth marijuana use. Now, what you'll find in these drug warrior talking points is often a error of post hoc ergo propter hoc. Because A, then B. Since one thing happened, then the other thing happened, the one thing must have caused the other thing. And this is another one of those cases. It is true that the 16 states with the highest monthly youth marijuana use either have recreational or medical marijuana. But medical marijuana did not cause that. Recreational marijuana did not cause that. Those 16 states had the highest monthly youth marijuana use ratings before they legalized or medicalized marijuana. And they perhaps legalized and medicalized marijuana because they have higher overall use rates as well. And more people who have used marijuana are in the voting booth able to support legalizing or medicalizing marijuana. It's the high use rates that lead to the legalization, not the legalization leading to the high use rates. They also say in the 3 years after medical marijuana was commercialized in Colorado, there was a 26% increase in the monthly marijuana use by youth aged 12 to 17. What they fail to point out is that during those 3 years, which is 2009 to 2012, marijuana use increased everywhere, nationwide. Colorado was no different than any other state. And what they fail to point out is since 2012, since those 3 years, since marijuana became legal and commercially available, marijuana use has gone down. And they also want to point that the marijuana use dependence is the number one kids are admitted to substance abuse treatment across the nation. Well, yeah, because when you catch them, they're forced to go to rehab. It's not that there's a bunch of kids out there that have terrible pot smoking problems who then go to their parents or their parents find out, no, we can't quit and I got to go to rehab. It's because the school catches them and says, if you don't go to rehab, you're kicked out of the school. Or the cops catch them and if you don't go to rehab, you're going to serve some time in juvie. That's why it's the number one reason kids are admitted to substance abuse treatment. In their piece on marijuana weakens teen athletic performance, they source ESPN and a few research briefs from Washington, University of Washington and Washington State University, saying that marijuana reduces sports performance through slowed reaction times, performance problems with motor coordination, hand-eye coordination, and perceptual accuracy. And I suppose if you were getting as high as those researchers were getting those subjects and then testing them, it would have those problems. But nobody's talking about the football player or the baseball pitcher or the track athlete loading up on bong loads before taking the field. They also say marijuana use creates greater difficulty for athletes to intake sufficient oxygen for peak performance. Michael Phelps. Yeah. Again, no one's talking about getting baked and then seeing how well your cardiovascular health is doing. We're talking about people that test positive, and these tests are often testing positive at 2 nanograms of metabolite in someone's system. So just proving that they're a pot smoker, not that they're currently smoking pot. When you look at the actual performance on measurements of pulmonary health among cannabis consumers, you find that they're no different, and in some measures, even better than people that don't smoke cannabis. And they say marijuana inhibits sweating and temperature control. Okay. So maybe don't join the curling team and do bong loads beforehand. Is that it? Again, the problem is that as high as they get people when they measure them on these tests is not as high as anybody would be when they're actually performing. They cite how marijuana disrupts the development of the teen brain, saying teens are more vulnerable to addiction to any substance if they start young. And then they cite the often debunked about 1 in 6 teens that use marijuana will become addicted. How do they define addicted? Well, they grow up to be people who continue to smoke marijuana. Not necessarily saying that they've got a problem, just saying that they're addicted because they use marijuana. And again, the way they measure how someone's dependent or has a problem on marijuana is the fact that it's having negative impacts in their life. And despite the negative impacts, they won't stop smoking marijuana. But many of these negative impacts are due to it being illegal, due to it being discriminated against in housing, in employment, and in education. Now, they point out that marijuana exposure during brain development can cause long-term or possibly permanent negative changes. And this flies directly in the face of the research that we just talked about on this show this week. Long-term study, 408 kids, they studied from their teenage years to their mid-30s and found no significant difference based on cannabis use to their physical or mental health. No difference. They turned out just fine. They also say marijuana use is linked to a variety of mental health problems in teens, including depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and personality disturbances. And this is specious at best because, again, these can be people who are having those issues who then turn to cannabis to self-medicate. They, in their section, Marijuana Derails Academic Performance, they say that Colorado experienced a 32% increase in drug-related school suspensions and expulsions in the 4 years after medical marijuana was commercialized. Right, you're finding more kids with weed, but are more kids having problems? Are fewer kids able to graduate? Are overall grades amongst the kids in Colorado going down? All you're telling me here with a 32% increase in drug-related school suspensions is you were catching more kids. Not that more kids were using. You were catching them more. You're looking for it more. You're looking to make those collars so you can say that there's a problem. They say regular marijuana use by teens makes them significantly less likely than their non-using peers to finish high school or obtain a degree. Again, can't prove the causation there. All we're finding is that, well, kids that turn up positive, oftentimes they get suspended, oftentimes they get expelled, and it makes it harder for them to finish high school or obtain a degree. As far as obtaining a degree, if you get caught with weed, and again, with that 32% increase in drug-related school suspensions and expulsions, if you get caught with weed, can make it more difficult for you to get financial aid, which makes it harder to obtain a degree. They say that marijuana's negative impacts on attention, memory, and learning can last days or even weeks after use. Well, no. This is highly suspect research that says even if you're not currently high, weeks later you're going to have problems remembering, and that has been debunked so many times. It's hardly worth even going into. They try to claim in this marijuana and kids are a toxic mix that in Colorado, marijuana-related ER visits rose 57% over a two-year period from 8,100, 8,200 in 2011 to over 12,000 in 2013. Well, a marijuana-related ER visit is often when a kid, little kid, gets into someone's medicated edibles and overdoses, or somebody's having a bad trip on weed, gets a little anxious and wants to go into the hospital. Now, in 2011, when marijuana was illegal, when it's a crime to possess it, to have it, to grow it, do you suppose perhaps some of those people didn't want to go to the ER and admit that they use marijuana? And then perhaps in 2013, when it's legal and you're having a problem, maybe you're more likely to want to go to the ER. So again, this is how you manipulate statistics. The reporting of people going to the ER, yes, more people have gone to the ER reporting cannabis. Because now they can. Now they can report that. And again, same thing with the marijuana-related hospital admissions in Colorado increased 82% from 2008 to 2013. Yeah, because it was illegal in 2008. Having a bad trip on marijuana, had a problem with the kid getting into it, you wait it out in 2008. You call a friend. Only if you really think the kid's dying or you're dying are you going to go to that ER. But now, if you're just merely upset, you're going to go to the ER. Same with this nationwide calls to poison control centers about pediatric marijuana exposures. At least they call it exposures and not poisonings. Are as much as three times higher in states with lenient marijuana laws. Yes, because the parent can call in. Now, there's also the likelihood that when it's legal, the parents are a little more lackadaisical about putting their stuff away. But that doesn't call for making it illegal any more than your kid getting a sip of beer, sneaking a sip of beer off the table when you weren't looking, is a call to make alcohol prohibited. And then finally, in the section that says marijuana can kill, marijuana causes serious impairment in motor skills, judgment, and perception, which are all necessary for operating a vehicle safely. Motor skills, yeah. There's a little bit of, like I said, keeping the lane and a little time distortion as far as your perception goes. But the judgment part, what they don't point out is that the way your judgment changes under marijuana's influence is to cause you to be more cautious. Marijuana users have been shown to overestimate how impaired they are in these roadside tests, in these simulator tests. They think they're more messed up than they really are. And they overcompensate it. They drive slower. They drive with more distance between them and other cars. They don't make as many lane changes or risky maneuvers. That's a good impairment of judgment. For people to overcompensate and be safer drivers, that's a good shift in judgment compared to the alcohol driver who always underestimates his impairment, who is actually really messed up and shouldn't be on the road and goes, nah, I'm fine, I can drive. Pot smokers don't do that. They also say high school seniors who smoke marijuana are 65% more likely to get into a car crash than those who don't smoke. Again, not causation. There's so many confounders in this as well. And finally, in Colorado, from 2007 to 2012, traffic fatalities involving drivers testing positive for marijuana increased 100%. They doubled. Had twice as many traffic fatalities in 2012 testing positive for pot than from 2007. But you know what happened between 2007 and 2012? The overall number of traffic fatalities declined. Continues to decline to the point where in Colorado they've got the fewest traffic fatalities ever recorded. The fact you're finding more drivers testing positive for marijuana just indicates that more people have more access to marijuana more often. The guy who's a pot smoker who might have smoked pot on the weekend maybe now has time to smoke pot more often and it stays in the system longer doesn't mean that he's impaired when he's on the road. You're probably more likely to find more gay married men in traffic fatalities these days, too. Because there are gay married men. It's legal to be a gay married man, just like it's now legal to be a pot smoker. Fewer people are needing to hide that fact anymore. And if the overall traffic fatalities are down, why do we care? What has killed people? Is this that theory that, well, the traffic fatalities are down, but if it wasn't for pot, they'd be way down? Well, maybe they wouldn't. How much of the traffic fatalities going down owe to people who now have access to marijuana not turning to other drugs that are more of a risk on the road? Maybe for every pot death there was on the road, there were two people who chose pot instead of Xanax and didn't wreck when they would have wrecked on the Xanax. Maybe for every pot driver that there's an increase in Colorado, there's two drunk drivers who didn't get drunk because they had access to pot. Maybe the increase in pot drivers showing up in those statistics is a displacement of the other types of impaired drivers that aren't dying now. The overall deaths are down. What difference does it make what the composition of the dead are? The overall deaths continue to go down. So you can look at that yourself if you want. It's thereisnodebate.org.
Don't touch that dial. We're right back to Radical Russ in just a few minutes. Hey, does anybody really have a dial anymore? You're listening to The Russ Belville Show.
All right, stay tuned. We got one more segment. And for you longtime fans, if you're watching on Periscope, thanks for joining us. But you longtime fans in the chat room, there's a very, very special song coming up. Apparently, Liebermater felt like it's time for us post-Republican debate to let loose with the flying fingers of filth. So get into the chat room if you're not there already. We're taking off the censorship when we come back.
This is 420radio.org.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
Tokers, there's no good reason to get your dog stoned. While it might not harm them physically, imagine being a dog who already begs for treats all day, and then imagine that dog having the munchies. Not cool.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Job at a rundown diner, making good tips and it couldn't be finer, till some lady said that I was being rude. She said my soup's too hot and my coffee's cold, and I said, ma'am, that's because you're old. And I decided right there to spit something in her food. So I found a plate and I hocked something in it. Wouldn't you know that at just that minute the manager was coming around that curve. He said, boy, you just must be crazy, not to mention dumb and lazy. I gave that fat bitch just what he deserved. I said, I quit, you fat motherfucker. You can take this job and shove it up your ass. I said, I quit, you fat motherfucker. I'm going home and I'm smoking grass. Well, we all gotta work just to stay alive, and everybody's working that 9 to 5. And working, man, it sure can make you sick. When you've been working 5 years in the same damn place, and the boss keeps screaming in your goddamn face, and you wanna tell that asshole to suck your dick. Stand up for yourself and be a man. You can do it, anybody can. Give that fat man a big fat piece of your mind. Tell him that you want a raise, and if he laughs right in your face, bend right over and show him you're behind. And say, I quit, you fat motherfucker. You can take this job and shove it up your ass. I said, I quit, you fat motherfucker. I'm going home and I'm smoking grass. Everybody's doing what they can, and we're all sick working for the man. Stand up straight and let your voice be heard. Sing this song and flip your boss the bird.
tell him I quit. You fat ass motherfucker. You can take this job and shove it up your ass. I said I quit. You big fat stinky like an old ass ham sandwich motherfucker. Oh, I'm going home and I'm smoking. Lord, I'm choking. Lord, I'm smoking mess. I'm smoking weed. 'Cause I don't need your fucking job.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice, Peter. With I Quit, You Fat Motherfucker. And Nice Peter went on to great internet stardom as one half of the duo that does the Epic Rap Battles of History. Check that channel out on YouTube. A lot of fun out there. You're listening to Toker Talk Radio on the Russ Belville Show. Appreciate you being here and want to remind you that coming up tonight at 8 p.m., we begin our six-hour music block. That's right, 6 hours of the most eclectic music genre being played in a six-hour block anywhere on the internet, anywhere on the radio. We start out live here from Rolla J Studios with Herb Thrasher and the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. We're going to be doing a preview of Seattle Hemp Fest, playing a lot of the music from bands that will be performing on some of the stages at Seattle, and speaking live with Steve Fun from the McWilliams stage. It's getting renamed this year. We'll ask him about that and his experience for the decades he's been a part of the Seattle Hemp Fest. Also, after that, after 2 hours of the Herb Thrasher Show, we've got a live hour of deep funk tracks being spun for you by Big Daddy Fink live in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch that tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 11 p.m. Pacific time, we got Electric Bob's Boogaloo, an hour, a nonstop, solid, ad-free hour of electronic dance house-type dubstep music. Then at midnight Pacific time, we've got Gordon Green's Music Planet, an hour of eclectic world music for you. All sorts of interesting stuff going on the Music Planet. And then we round out the hour, we mellow it out at 1 a.m. Pacific time with the new Viper Hour, which is our reefer jazz collection of early blues, jazz, and swing and big band music from 1900 to 1950. You can check that out at 1 o'clock in the morning. And if you miss any of the music hours in our 6 hour music block, you can catch it tomorrow night, Saturday night, same time, 8 p.m. through 2 a.m. Turn it on, rip the knob off. Do we have knobs anymore? We don't have knobs anymore. It's the internet. But turn it on, enjoy the music, starting live tonight at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And folks, that's all the time we got for today. Time flies when you legalize. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you follow me on Periscope. We got a bunch of new Periscope listeners, watchers, viewers, whatever they are. Thanks for being here. At Radical Russ everywhere. Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, Gmail, SoundCloud, YouTube. Everything but Instagram, except I don't like Instagram. There's some political reasons. I'll tell you someday. Also, make sure you follow 420radio.org, the official Twitter handle for 420 Radio, also the Facebook page for 420 Radio, 420radio.org, as well as on Twitter, 420radio.org, and RBShow420 on Facebook and on Twitter for the show. For everyone here in Legal Potland, Oregon, I'm Radical Russ. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.